the Democrats, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago and more are expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News. Railroads that can carry millions of tons of freight between the U.S. and Canada could screech to a halt later this week. Workers at the two biggest Canadian railways are threatening a strike. Suddenly slipping under the water off Sicily, a boat being described as a super yacht. ABC's Tom Rivers.
The vessel went down in bad weather. 15 people were rescued from the 160-foot yacht, but seven others are listed as unaccounted for. A helicopter and rescue boats from the Coast Guard remain at the scene searching. Divers have located the wreck at a depth of 163 feet. The boat was flying a British flag and had mostly British passengers on board, but also other nationalities. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And some Pokemon bandits on the prowl in Texas. The thieves trying to grab them all smashed their way into a shop and swiped a bunch of rare Pokemon cards worth about $2,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kids in Wisconsin will soon head back to school. Experts have a few tips to get them back into a routine and make sure they're in good shape physically and mentally. Mike Moan reports.
After relaxing over summer break, voices in the world of healthcare say activities like family bike rides or walks can help your child build up their physical stamina. That way, they might not be as exhausted during the first week of school. Nicole Marty, a nurse practitioner with Oak Leaf Pediatrics in Eau Claire, says if your child is anxious about attending a new school, there are some things you can do, like making an informal visit to the building to ease those nerves.
Visiting the playground and playing on the playground, you know, in the weeks before school starts, just so that they can get used to that and it's not such an abrupt start for them. That can be really helpful.
She says practicing breathing exercises in the final days of vacation is another relaxation tool. Parents are urged to get each child's annual medical or sports physical, immunizations, eye exam, and mental health assessment on the books as soon as possible. UnitedHealthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rhonda Randall says it's important to establish a regular routine, including dinner with the family as often as possible.
Putting age-appropriate limits on screen time and access to social media. Setting a good sleep schedule. All of those things around consistency help your child feel more confident and secure and stable and also promote their health.
Randall also suggests parents foster independence in younger kids, encouraging them to dress themselves and learn to use the bathroom, blow their nose, wash their hands, and put on shoes without assistance. Kids also need to feel confident enough to ask an adult for help when needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The city of Eau Claire broke ground on its PFAS removal facility Thursday. According to a WEIU report, the project at the water treatment plant is expected to cost about $20 million, with over $6 million already provided through federal grants and a safe water drinking loan from the Department of Natural Resources. The city is seeking more funding for the project through lawsuits against polluting manufacturers. State funding for PFAS cleanup projects is also being held up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Visit Eau Claire is putting out the call for artists to submit sculptures from the 2025 to 2026 Eau Claire Sculpture Tour. According to a press release from the organization, the next season of the Sculpture Tour will debut in May of 2025 and conclude in April of 2026. The deadline for artists to submit their applications for the Sculpture Tour is November 1st. The tour features around 150 original outdoor sculptures throughout the city and surrounding areas, which makes it the largest rotating sculpture tour in the United States. I'm Austin Burbank. Civic Media News.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday, manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. It makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have it like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Partly cloudy today, although there will be a little smoky haze from some of those wildfires here this afternoon. Our high right around 80. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 47.
98Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss. Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's this kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes.
was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago. Winging a prayer down a 65, five best friends on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys, raise the whiskey and gold glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure we're allowed to stay Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's when just a do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all lack. Rockin' Randall, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, boys raised the whiskey in your glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure like to stay. Cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind. Tonight I'm in Talladega, boys raised up, whiskey in gold glass. Here's to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered fly. Talladega.
Has been selected.
98Q Country.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. We're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was.
I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. If you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. With a couple of redneck boys, one great big bad biker man. I heard David yell across the room, "Hey buddy, how about a helping hand?" I said, "Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, "Love you, miss you, mean it, boy.
I wanted, needed, love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
Q Country.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, but nowhere to go. No pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. Touch my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon. Find me, and the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line, and not a moment too soon. To spare, you touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment too soon, your sweet love saved. Not a moment too soon. Oh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon. Yeah.
Our country classic, Tim McGraw, 98Q. I hope your weekend was good. Joel here. We've got some warmer weather coming up here. We're going to see temperatures get up into the upper 80s and pushing 90 later in the week and weekend and even early next week. It's kind of a building process. We're going to see the overnight lows pretty darn nice for the next two or three nights. I think it's always one of my favorite times of the year to wake up in the morning. The temperatures, in that 40 to 50 range, cool things off. And then by the afternoon, you're in a t-shirt and temperatures mid-70s. And that's what we're going to see here today with highs 75. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, even Friday, temperatures mid-70s. Overnight lows are going to be like I said, in the 40s today, tomorrow, and even into Thursday morning. But it's going to warm up over the weekend. Overnight lows will probably stay in the upper 50s, low 60s for the coming weekend. And temperatures could push close to 90 possibly by Sunday and Monday. And little, if any, rain over the next week. I'm not saying it's not going to rain, but I'm saying that their chances of rain are not more than 10%, except for Friday, where we may see a scattered shower. So some drier weather, and I hope your weekend was good. I hope you had a chance to get out and about and move around. Yesterday was almost perfection. Weather-wise, it was perfection. Whatever else you stacked on top of the weather was your thing. And I heard about a couple of you. But we had a good time up at the Butternut Community Fair. Throwing some bags up there yesterday. Always a nice, relaxing time up there. And I hope you were, I hope you behaved yourself this weekend. You know, it's hard to get real excited about preseason football, but when your team lays a stinky football egg like the Packers did in that game last night, you're like, well, let's just try to put that out of our minds and just move away from that. There weren't very many starters playing at all in that game for the Packers, so let's not get real excited about that. We're pointing our fingers ahead to some fun late August activities. Prentice Progress Days, Glidden Community Fair, Price County Fair, all coming up for you before the kids head back to school. Some schools are already going back to school. Minnesota, Midwest, today. Some next week. Most of ours, including Shawamigan, will wait till after Labor Day, which I'm always a big fan of. So I've heard discussions about this, about school. Some people think we should have year-round school with just a couple weeks off, you know, maybe some more time off during the school year. And others, I have to admit, I mean, I've grown up with the traditional way of school, so the thought of not having a 2 or 3 month summer is not even fathomable for me. And a lot of people, tourists, businesses that rely on summer help would struggle even more. So I guess I'm gonna say, just for the fact that I'm getting old and I'm old school, I like that traditional summer. There are some states around the country that go almost year round, or they go very late and have not as much time off in the summer as we're used to. Let's see, former NFL player Gosder Shirilis. He was arrested on Saturday after he was accused of. Should I say? Well, he was going number one on a fellow passenger during an airline flight bound for Dublin. I don't know. It was on a plane. You thought you had some bad flights. At Purdue Farms, P-E-R-D-U-E, Purdue Farms has recalled over 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken after a foreign material was identified in a limited number of consumer packages. No word on what that foreign material was. I don't think we need to know. The Democratic National Convention is today. The Republicans had their time a couple weeks ago in Milwaukee, and now the Democrats are going to do some cheerleading and rah-rahing in Chicago. They'll be doing that all this week. The GOP has suggested a possible impeachment for President Biden. Is there even enough time for that? What is it? Almost September. And he's out in January. They're talking about, like I've said many, many times before, it should just be part of the oath of the president of office. You know, do you promise to uphold the Constitution and be righteous and fair and a good dude and all that stuff? And you know, do you promise to cooperate with the proceedings of impeachment, which are very probable by the time you leave office? And say, yes, I'll do all that. So when we go all the way back to what? I'm not sure. Was there an impeachment process for Obama? But there was for Obama, possibly. There was for Trump, and there was for just everybody. They'll come after you. What I'm saying. We always had this discussion before. If you
if you were appointed the nominee for a major political party for president of the United States, what would they dig up out of your past? What are the top five? Give me the top five list of things from your past that would immediately come to surface. And I'm not talking about scouring the Wisconsin Circuit Court site, because all that's out there. I'm talking about, the playground when you were 7 years old. I'm talking about things that would come out from your, like, classmates would get paid money by TMZ to tell stuff about you. Yeah, we don't need it. Hurricane Ernesto made landfall in Bermuda on Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, cut off power for about 12,000 people. Apparently, the East Coast is going to be affected by this. Southwestern Connecticut, powerful rains, just the heavy, heavy, heavy rains from Hurricane Ernesto, the latest hurricane. Well, the Brewers are going to take a little time off today. Man, they're good, aren't they? Here's the thing about baseball. Football, if you're the number one team going into the postseason, you've only lost once or twice all year. There's a pretty good, the odds are pretty good. You're going to go deep. You're going to maybe go to the Super Bowl, may possibly even win it. But in baseball, just get in the playoffs. And the Brewers are not just getting in the playoffs. They're one game shy of the best record in not only the National League, but all of baseball. I mean, this is a team that everybody said, well, going to be a rebuilding, going to be a rough year. They're a game shy of the best record in all of baseball right now. So it's looking like, barring a catastrophic collapse here at the end of the season, that they're going to be a playoff team at the very least. They're 11 games up on the Cardinals, 11 and a half up on the Cubs, 12 up on the Reds. So they're going to be in. They could be a division winner. Still got, 124 games into the season. So we got 38 games still to go. I'd say we're looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. And the Brewers have played above 500 ball on the road, not only at home, but on the road. And again, for the second year in a row, the Twins and the Brewers are both, it looks like they're both going to be playoff bound. Twins and Brewers have very identical records. Brewers are a couple games better than the Twins. So you got, I was talking with some people about this yesterday. It would be my favorite moment in all of sports in my lifetime if the Twins and Brewers just both, I don't even care if it was a sweep or what it was, either way, Twins-Brewers World Series, I think would trump anything. That wasn't a political statement. It would trump anything the Vikings and Packers have ever done. All right? Vikings and Packers played what? In a couple of playoff games, a lot of historic games. But if the Twins and the Brewers made it to the World Series, that event would trump anything ever in the Minnesota-Wisconsin sports rivalry. There is no Bucks-Wolves rivalry. That's not there. There's no hockey rivalry because the Wisconsin doesn't have a hockey team. And football, yeah, they're in the same division, so they don't have that deep, Super Bowl history or anything. That would be awesome. I'm rooting for both to get there. And then if that happens, then I'll talk to you about who I'm rooting for in the World Series. All right, we'll have a chat about that. No Brewers today. They got the day off. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports, so let's do it right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is convention week for the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago and more are expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kids in Wisconsin will soon head back to school. Experts have a few tips to get them back into a routine and make sure they're in good shape physically and mentally. Mike Moan reports.
After relaxing over summer break, voices in the world of healthcare say activities like family bike rides or walks can help your child build up their physical stamina. That way, they might not be as exhausted during the first week of school. Nicole Marty, a nurse practitioner with Oak Leaf Pediatrics in Eau Claire, says if your child is anxious about attending a new school, there are some things you can do, like making an informal visit to the building to ease those nerves.
Visiting the playground and playing on the playground, you know, in the weeks before school starts, just so that they can get used to that and it's not such an abrupt start for them. That can be really helpful.
She says practicing breathing exercises in the final days of vacation is another relaxation tool. Parents are urged to get each child's annual medical or sports physical, immunizations, eye exam, and mental health assessment on the books as soon as possible. UnitedHealthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rhonda Randall says it's important to establish a regular routine, including dinner with the family as often as possible.
Putting age-appropriate limits on screen time and access to social media. Setting a good sleep schedule. All of those things around consistency help your child feel more confident and secure and stable, and also promote their health.
Randall also suggests parents foster independence in younger kids, encouraging them to dress themselves and learn to use the bathroom, blow their nose, wash their hands, and put on shoes without assistance. Kids also need to feel confident enough to ask an adult for help when needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. On Saturday, the Mercer Loons had their 37th annual party. We spoke with Turtle, their president, Q, and Ragnar, two co-captains, about the success of the event and what the Loons have done for the local community.
It's wonderful to see the support for you guys, because I know Ragnar told me that all this profit goes back to the community.
Everything.
100% yep. Nonprofit. Like we just said tonight, we announced that in all of our years, we've donated over $200,000 back into the community. We do well over $5,000 to $6,000 a year just back in the community. And I'm just starting to try to get it into Park Falls or other areas because you got to, we only have a certain amount, what, 6,000?
6,000 in the county. So
you got to target the other surrounding towns that are bigger to keep this going.
The full interview and an article will be online at 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cleveland Guardians came to Milwaukee with the best record in baseball. They left after being swept in a three-game series. The crew with a 2-0 shutout Sunday. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's what this whole thing's about. When you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's what makes it feel really, really special. Makes you want to come to the ballpark every day when you have like that.
The Brewers head to St. Louis to open a three-game series against the Cardinals tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers losing to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver. The Broncos played their starters, while the Packers went with their second and third string players, but Green Bay with poor run blocking and even worse pass protection.
Offensively, just want to see more fight from our guys. That was frustrating, the lack of ability to move the football, both in the running game and in the passing game. So we definitely just got to reevaluate and take a long, hard look at everybody.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today, although there will be a little smoky haze from some of those wildfires here this afternoon. Our high right around 80. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low 50s tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Been sitting there, tipping back, crown straight, working up the nerve in the worst
those eyes and that smile my way. No time to waste, 'cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move. I better make a move, 'cause somebody else will. If I don't walk up and ask you your name right now, offer to buy you a drink, sit down, they tell you looks could kill. Somebody somewhere.
checking account to the plumber that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I got to say is to the world, you may be just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. To the waiter at the restaurant, you're just another tip. Guy at the ice cream shop, you're just another dip. When you can't get reservations, 'cause you don't have the clout, or you didn't get an invitation, 'cause somebody left you out. That's alright, that's okay. You don't feel important, honey. All I've got to say is to the world, just another girl, but to me, baby, you are the world. You think you're one of millions, but you're one in a million of me. When you wonder if you matter, baby, look into my eyes. Tell me, can't you see?
BP there with the world at 98Q Country. Hope you are well. Joel here on 98Q and a Monday morning, the 19th of August. Creeping, you got to start at least thinking a little bit about back to school stuff and making sure you're ready and all the supplies and the teacher list and the open houses and whatever else you got going on. I think practices effective today. I think everybody's practicing, right? I think we had cross country and football get going, and volleyball gets going here, so everybody will be practicing, so games on the way for you. We got high school football, eight-man, of course, featuring our area teams. We'll have games on from Winter to Mellon to Shawamigan to Phillips. Prentice and Rib Lake each have their own eight-man teams now, so those team and town identities will live on in eight-man football. So our football schedule will get going. Eight-man. The 11-man schedule starts this Friday, but the 8-man football schedule for our teams will be the following weekend with games, I believe, Thursday, Saturday. I don't have my schedule right here, but we'll have Shawamigan football will be on 103.1, and then Phillips football will be right here. When they play each other, we'll have that game for you right here. So it gears up to be a pretty good season, I think, for both teams. The Shawamigan football numbers are up. With they're pushing what I heard 25, 30 players or so. So numbers are always good in football. We look forward to bringing you sports coverage of our area teams again this fall. The weather is going to kind of build throughout the week, but we're in for some real nice days here. Beautiful mornings. If you can get your tuchus out of bed early enough in the morning, it's going to be some good walking weather out early in the morning and probably later at night too, you know, 7:38. It's going to heat up this weekend. We're going to see temperatures maybe close to 90 as we get into the weekend and into Monday. But generally, the Monday through Friday part of this week is going to be, as they say in the big cities, fabulous. We'll get to our complete weather forecast in just a moment. And news again. Another news update coming up for you at the top of the hour.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Partly cloudy today, although there will be a little smoky haze from some of those wildfires here this afternoon. Our high right around 80. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, low 50s tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Wednesday. Partly cloudy, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. But next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just praying she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And your sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know.
dust on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death, 'cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know. Next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. 'Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules, and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the